This is very impromptu.
Gillian said to me a couple of moments ago, we haven't got a children's story today. And I said, but we've got children here. So I'm the children's story today. I want to tell you about this little illustration here. Do you know what that's a picture of, a model of? Praying hands. There's another one up there beside the Bible. Also want to tell you about someone by the name of Franz Nigstein. Wonder if any of the big people have heard of Franz Nigstein. He lived in the late 15th century. He and a very close friend of his, we call his name Bert, they were working together as university students. And they were trying to earn some money because they wanted to study art. And one of them decided that maybe the best way would be that if one went to art school for a little while and learnt to paint, and the other one worked to earn some money, and then they swapped over. The one that had learnt to paint could then sell his paintings and pay for the first one to go to college. And so Franz Nigstein and his friend Bert decided to work that way, that one of them would continue working and the other one would learn art, and as soon as he'd sold his paintings, he would get the first one to come to college and learn art too. Well, they had a long talk about it, and they decided that Bert would go to college first. And so Bert went away to Paris, and he learnt to paint. And he was a very, very good painter. And his paintings sold for a lot of money. And so he went back to Frankfurt and went up to his friend, Franz Nigstein, and said to him, Franz, it's your turn now to come to college and to learn to paint. But he had a look at Franz's hands. You see, Franz had been working as a labourer. He'd been working in a blacksmith shop, and his hands were all gnarled and twisted from all the hard work. And so Franz was no longer able to paint. But he didn't mind. He was quite happy for his friend to be able to paint. And so Bert painted an illustration, it was done with inks, of Franz's hands while Franz was praying. And this is modelled from them. And the painting, you may have seen it sometimes, is called The Hands of an Apostle. But these praying hands represented the hands, the gnarled, twisted hands of Franz Nigstein. And the artist's name was Albert Durer. That's why we called him Bert. Now, Franz had to go through an awful lot for his friend to be able to have success. And his hands were affected very badly as a result. I can think of somebody else who went through an awful lot so that we could have success, and his hands were damaged as a result. Can you think who I'm talking about? That's right. That's right. Jesus sacrificed for us so that we could have joy now and through eternity. Just the same as Franz Nigstein sacrificed his hands so that his friend Albert Durer could have success. If you ever see these praying hands again, and we've got some up there beside the Bible, I want you to remember Jesus' hands and what he's done for you and what he's done for me. Thank you. You can go back to your seats now.